Hello and welcome into Spiritual Mixtape. This is a walking meditation, and the idea behind it is that when we close meditation, you will feel the energy of no regrets. How fucking good. Oh my God, I swore. I'm sorry. How good. Why do I think that's good? Well, I battle with regrets. I second guess my decisions, right? Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Especially if you're out there trying to create a life that you dreamed of, trying to build something. Maybe other people won't think it's spectacular, but something that feels like it's going to make your heart sing. If you live like that, my gosh, you get regrets. But as I've found over the last few years, sometimes following those regrets are the biggest signs we have to getting exactly what we want and need. It's like a Rolling Stones song. So no regrets. And this episode drops on Christmas Day. So if you're here getting your steps in with me pre-dinner, well done. After dinner also gets a well done. And you know what? Anytime you do this, you get a well done. And like I said, you are going to hear the cars. You are going to hear the traffic. I am literally walking through the canyon I live on or in. And it's coming to the close of day. So people are moving about. But this idea of no regrets, well, I thought that this was going to be straightforward, and it is, right? It's a straightforward concept, but you know what? I've just stopped, and I guess what I've stopped next to? My neighbour who lives at 2222. So I know I'm on the right track. So I thought that this would be simple, and it is, like I just said. But as I started to map out my ideas or put them into more of a framework, I realised that no regrets, Christmas Day, doesn't this just remind you of A Christmas Carol? The Dickens book or one popular retelling? It seems to be loads of people's favourite movie, A Muppet's Christmas Carol. Which is all about using this time of year to find perspective, to really gain clarity on what matters to you. And you might have been living like Scrooge, thinking that what matters is completely meaningless in the grand scheme, in the bigger picture. And you need to be visited by these three ghosts in order for you to gain the perspective you need to really live a fulfilling life. So it seems like Christmas in general is a clarifying moment for all of us since Victorian times and beyond. But what it also made me do when I was writing my notes about how we're going to visit these three ghosts in our walking meditation, it got me thinking about time travelers meditation. This is my easy, digestible way of teaching a quantum meditation on the podcast, because quantum meditation, alongside breathwork, but quantum meditation is probably my favorite form of energy work. And I love it because anyone can do it. It doesn't feel as daunting to first timers as like breath work does. But it's available for all. And when I first started to try and develop a way of teaching it on the podcast that really needs no hand holding, I came up with this idea of a time traveler's meditation where you see the past, present, and the future, and the parallel between this the Christmas carol and what we're going to do on today's walking meditation are there. I mean, it's perfect. I couldn't have thought of something more on brand if I'd actually tried. So I love it when I see lines of connection or repeating patterns, don't we all? So here we go. And I'm walking uphill now, so I'm going to take it really slow. And I suggest that you do too. If you are on a busy street or where there is a lot of traffic, please, please keep your volume at a level where you can hear what's going on around you. And let's begin. I'm actually going to start off standing still, just taking us into this current moment, looking up around. What do you notice? What can you hear and see? And don't worry about the noise on my end. It's the soundscape. It's the energy that's being blended into what we're creating together today. And as you begin to notice, let's take three things. Now you can begin to move. And we'll stop again in a moment. But let's move slowly together. Just finding our rhythm. No matter when you're listening to this, no matter where you are, let's stop again. Can you notice another three things? This time I'm really noticing the birds. There's a UPS van. And I am really noticing the mud. Okay, let's move again. We're going to go real slow. And look, I get if you're on a busy street and this just feels a bit weird to you, maybe shuffle. But if you're in a place where you can move slowly, do your thing. And what I love about what we're going to do next in this meditation is I'm always surprised by what comes up. So I'm going to invite you to be open-minded about where your body goes, about where your mind and your heart brings you. Because when we are sitting and journaling, or when we are simply sitting and thinking about what you're being asked, your mind will move in a different direction, perhaps, to where it will go when you are listening and moving your body. You have a different experience. So, if something unexpected pops up, and you're like, oh, I wouldn't have thought my ghost of Christmas past would have brought me there. That's okay. Try not to judge. Keep an open mind. Come back. Got it? Well done. Let's move again. So I'm going to go very slowly today because this whole place is uphill. It feels like I'm always walking uphill. It never stops. And I guess uphill is probably a really good place to meet the ghost of Christmas past. Now, deep breath, really ground your strides in, and don't overthink this. When you think of the recent past and a recent memory, what is the first thing that comes to mind? Well done. Well done for getting to the memory. Now, it may be this memory, or perhaps this is going to open you up to something else. But are you able, from this place in the past, to bring in a situation, a memory is probably the best way of putting it, that you view now as a regret. And this isn't about sitting in low energy or bad feelings. This is just about letting the mind go to the place where it's currently holding the energy of regret. Now, perhaps for some of you, this feels too close to you to see it as anything apart from regret. But if you were able to step back, to release a little bit of emotion, to release a lot of a judgment, oh, I'm very judgy on myself, not necessarily on others. So I'm taking you through a practice I actually find quite hard. Are you able to see the regret now from a place of value? Is there any lesson you have come to learn from the experience of regret? I have been the recipient of regret many times in my life. Professionally, personally. And recently, I came to see a situation, a professional one, that I think I'll always find stingy. I began to see how some of my learned behavior, some of my own patterns, were part of the making of the situation. Now, that doesn't mean that those involved, other than me, are in some way galvanized of the wrong, if anything, that they did. But it just allowed me to have actually more compassion for me. And it's a hard thing when you have lots of ideals to live in a place of no regret. To look at my ghost of the past and feel peace with it. But I can say that I can come to clarity and perspective. And those two aspects, energies, elements, really do add value to my present life. Even if I still find the regrets of the past hard lessons. So, talking about the value of the present moment. Shall we meet our ghost of the present? Now, when I think of the ghost of the present, I think of her, and I will use the female, I think of her as the gentle breeze, the whispers. I think of her as that moment just before you wake up, when you're half asleep and half awake. That's where I think the ghost of the present lives. When you are truly, truly in the now. You haven't remembered what's coming. You haven't remembered what's past. You are just in the now. And there is such a beautiful weight that comes with being alive in the moment. Now, I always think the value of the ghost of the present is in how she unwinds any anxiety you may have by just anchoring you into the fact that in this moment now, there is nothing else. In this moment now, you have no additional worries. In this moment now, you are alive, you are breathing, and you are perfect. You are utterly perfect. And if you can get to that place, are you able to see and feel the gratitude of it? The gratitude of just being alive. Alive, another year, another Christmas. You made it. You made it. And if you can move from the past and keep moving with your legs and keep connecting to just being in motion, are you able to play with another slightly contradictory thought? And are you able to find what feels steady? What feels true? You can be completely literal, the ground beneath me. You can be lateral, my heart. Although I feel like a steady heartbeat is pretty true and pretty lateral thinking. And now, shall we meet the ghost of Christmas future? I mean, I sigh because, again, I tell you the things that I find hard. I tell you the things that I struggle with on my own journey, but these things that you have seen as regrets, these moments where you struggle to be present and be in the now, are you able to see a ghost of your future where you have integrated the lessons that came with the regrets, the value that came with the regrets? And regardless of whether it's a yes or no, can you just try to imagine what this version of you would feel? I'm terribly proud of you for doing this, by the way. Introspection while walking over the holidays. Gosh. It ain't easy. Let me tell you that. Now, this is the last hard part of our walking meditation, and I am up, like, once again, moving uphill. But I am going to suggest that even if you can't see or feel future you completely, that you just move with intention for the next moment of this meditation. And for all of those who are a little clearer on their future ghosts or on their future selves, what is a message that this version of you wants you to have today? What is a message? Well done. Well done. Now, as you receive that message in, whatever it may be, I just want you to send a little bit of gratitude to your ghosts. And I would love you to remind yourself that these ghosts are part of you. These are energy signatures rolling through your field. And at any point, you can change their narrative. You have complete control over you. We have very little control over anything else in our lives, but we have complete control over how we feel and the stories we tell ourselves. And if you ever doubt that, I would love you to repeat this mantra. My past is my teacher. My present is a gift. And my future is a canvas. Let me repeat that and try not to trip over my words. My past is my teacher. My present is a gift. And my future is my canvas. Because here is the beauty. When you find all three, you will realize that regret fades and the value of the three combine to leave you with no regrets. Thank you so much for walking with me today and meditating with me. And you know what? This episode especially goes out to Kirsten. She has been shouting about the walking meditations on social media, and I'd love to dedicate this episode to her. So, Kirsten, thank you for your support. And to everybody else out there, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Hope you have the best holiday. And whether you are or you aren't, if you need support, think about the membership or think about following me on social media, where I share lots of tips, tricks and support to simply help you navigate life. With all my love. Bye.